Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So if you have not yet prepared yourself, don't forget that the national elections are coming up, November the 4th. And I think the biggest travesty about the elections that take place in America is most people don't vote.
Sad to say.
Most Christians, according to wall builders, don't even go out and vote. But yet we spend an entire 4 years or 2 years or 6 years complaining about the person who we didn't or did vote for in their choice of leadership. America, the way America works is you choose your leadership, you know, and you choose them. We choose them by going out and making a conscious effort to study and meet them and pray over who it is. And then we vote for them. Or we make a conscious effort to watch more reality television, get ourselves lost in sports and different things. And and then just show up and go, oh man, I forgot it. I forgot it again. You know, it's like, that works for 1 year. But it's been 10 years. Every single year you go, you know, it just slipped up on me. I'm going to think about it.
Right.
I've looked people in the face for years and they always go, I mean, for years, for a decade. Oh man, yeah, I was thinking about that. But it just slipped up on me, and next thing you know, it just passed, whether it has to do with getting registered to vote or voting itself. I mean, it takes, what, a second?
Yeah, if that.
If that long. Nowadays, there's so many different ways to vote. You can early vote. You know, you can
absentee
vote, and which I really would encourage voting because they got so many rules to not count your vote. So you're just assuming they're counting it. And when I started reading all that small print, you know, if this is not right and that's not right and this is not right, I'm like, I want to make sure my vote is counted.
Yeah.
And so I just do early voting. And early voting, I know in the state of Florida is pretty cool because you can go anywhere they're doing it and they'll print the ballot out for you for whatever district you're in. So you don't have to go to your district. You just, wherever's close to
anywhere.
Your
work.
Yeah, anywhere. Print it out. But by the way, on the ballot, it has choices you need to make.
Yeah,
it's not just showing, I'm going to show up and vote, and I'll figure it out when I get there, standing in this little tripod-looking thing in the middle of this strange room while people are standing in line behind me. I'm really going to think clearly at that point. I mean, think about it. You got websites today. You got videos. You got friends you can talk to. You got you can go to the VFN Torch and look for voters' guides where these different potential people that are running for office answered a lot of questions that kind of give you a perspective of who they are. And get educated. We need the thing about America is the expectation of it running right is the electorate has to be educated. People who vote need to be educated. You know this because when originally America started, that you had to be a landowner. You had there was something invested that you had to have. It couldn't be just anybody could vote. And then we progressed to anybody can vote, which means that's great. You know, part of the rights of as a citizen in America is you can vote. But one of the responsibilities of American, you need to get educated to vote.
Right.
You don't listen to the latest commercial that has everything all hacked up and makes all these opponents look terrible. And you go, I can't believe you believe everything they say. Instead of finding out, just go, you can talk, by the way, whoever's running for your governor, that's a man or a woman just like you are. And you can look them square in the eye and you can ask them what you need to know that gives you the peace to vote or not vote for them. The president, they're just, they're a man, just like a man right now, just like you are, or like potentially even a woman in the future, just human beings. And we're going to have to live with their decisions. That's who sends you to war. That's who sends, you need to know who that is.
Yeah.
Your senators, I mean, a lot of people are complaining about Congress and House of Representatives right now in the Senate. But it's like you sent them there by either voting or not voting, by not talking to your neighbors about why you think that they should vote this way or that way. This thing about debate is just gone where people don't debate anymore. It's good to have people with different viewpoints so you can come together and just talk out loud about it. And then in the end, you make a decision and you walk into the voting booth by yourself. But But it's like, if somebody thinks differently than you, people just freak out and take it so personally that you can't hear a different viewpoint. Just because people share a different viewpoint doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Listen to the objection. Even God says, come and reason with me, right? Mm-hmm. And by the time you go through a lot of encounters like this and you do these things, you feel you've done the best you can do to make the best decision you can with this thing called a vote that people died for the right for you to have. If you go to the war memorials, if you go to the founding fathers and those who fought for this nation, the Revolutionary War, they died so we could have this right. And how could we just say, it just passed me by. Oh, mm-hmm. I just missed it. You know, it's just too hard. And I gotta just stop my life for a microsecond. Mm. It's like, no, it's so important, because to not vote is to vote. To show up and not be educated in how you vote is you're doing more damage than good. Somebody said, well, I just won't vote. No, you need to get educated. You need to listen. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as going to the VFN torch, look for the voter guides for your state, and look at the candidates and how they answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And vote from a biblical viewpoint. Vote for a kingdom viewpoint. Mm-hmm. If it just so happens that the person that God's laid on your heart says tightening, we need to tighten our economic belt, and that means you won't get a raise for 3 years, but we get to keep our country for the next 100, it's worth it. Don't vote the short term mm-hmm. in for people just trying to feed in your flesh. A godly value is maintain a stable economy, a stable country, even if that means for a season we have to make up for past mistakes. Mm-hmm. People tell you again and again, go to the polls and just vote for this moment. Vote for your job. You know, vote for your union. You know, vote for what you're feeling. Vote for your sin. You know, that your sin will be legal, whatever. And it's like, you're voting for the short run and it won't be good. But if we say, dear God, give us a biblical viewpoint. A biblical viewpoint. And Wall Builders is always going to be wallbuilders.com, or you can see it on VFN Torch with Barton, yeah. David Barton.
Mm-hmm. David Barton.
That he does a real good job also of helping us to understand the principles, the values of our country, mm-hmm. and then vote. And it should be a day that you celebrate. I mean, we celebrate so many different things, but that is the moment. Yeah. You know, I'm going to make this a celebration. When I vote, it's going to be a very important thing. What I do is I get the ballot ahead of time and I put it on my desk, and every day, but in the office, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking about it, praying about it, and God just brings things to me, and I gradually work my way the way you would a crossword puzzle that you do over a 30-day period. You know, you got to think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do that, but that's what the people do. Yeah. But you need to think about it systematically like that. And then obviously, this is not enough time, this one, but the next election coming up, you can do it and say, you know, I want to get a ballot ahead of time. I want it 30 days ahead of time. And you can do that by filing for an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. They'll send it to you, and then you can just turn it in and vote at the precinct.
The thing about it is, too, it's like when you get that ballot, like you're saying, it has the names on there. When you get that early, take advantage of that time, look them up, Google them, find their websites, contact them. And it's just like, if you're calling them and they don't contact you back, you're not getting it feedback. And it's just like,
don't be surprised if they get an office and they don't call you.
Exactly. And It's just like, that's that moment, because then you can find out, it's just like, okay, don't just look like you're saying before, you see a commercial and then you find out, you know, whatever happened in previous days, and you find out that whole thing was funded by somebody else, you know, whoever they're running against. Like, no, look at what they've done. Look at the history. So it kind of gives you more context of how you can better make that decision.
Well, didn't you recently call a candidate?
Mm-hmm.
And you were shocked, right?
Yeah, I was actually. But you think about it, and it's just like, I've been calling and leaving messages, or I get you know, transferred to an assistant. And there was one of the candidates I called, and the person just says hello, and I was just kind of like,
go figure. It's like old times, isn't it?
I was like,
you call someone, one of your fellow citizens who wants to be your leader for the next some odd years. And they answer the phone.
Yeah, and that was.
I mean, they,
a
if they want your vote personally, you think personally they should actually respond to your call, right?
Right. And that's the powerful thing, is like, you want to be able to know. It's like, if we have that ability to make a decision to elect someone.
And
we,
God holds us accountable, because this is a government by the people and for the people. So you have a responsibility before God in America, how you determine your leadership.
And we'll make it related too. And it's just like, you are the kings. You are Josiah. And it's like you have right now that authority to say, I want this person
every American
in this role.
Citizen is like the king.
Exactly.
A king. Okay.
I want this person to be in this role. I want this person to be here. No, I don't like what this person stands for. You have that ability.
Right.
And it's just like, look at across the
face.
We're
a nation of kings.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look at the face of the globe right now. How many nations have this ability to say, nope, I don't like that leadership. I'm just going to not vote for you next time. And it's just like, don't waste this opportunity. Like mm-hmm. you're saying, we're going to have to answer for the decisions that we make because yes. it affects a nation.
And I remember that you know, one of our constitutional rights as an American citizen is that if you get charged with a crime, you're innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And if you can't afford to hire an attorney, one will be appointed for you. Mm-hmm. And that is your public defender. It's mm-hmm. It's one of the laws of Moses, really. You know, it's messianic rules and laws. And that's what we have. It's one of your constitutional rights. So that's your public defender, and you vote for that person. I remember when I made a phone call like that, and this particular person was running for public defender. So I picked up the phone. It's right before the elections, and I called, and the person answers. Mm-hmm. And he says, I was the only person in the entire people that potentially will need his services if they're falsely accused or even rightly accused, but wrongly, whatever, mm-hmm. if they need representation. I was the only one that called. And it's like, we don't even understand. That is one of our constitutional rights, is to have an attorney. And it's important, for example, who your public defender is, because they defend the public. They defend mm-hmm. you if you can't. And you say, well, I got money. You might not have money tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, and two, even if you have money for your own attorney, if your attorney, that if you are voting in the kingdom, if you're voting for your community and you love your community, then you're thinking there's somebody that somebody's going to get accused of something in this community. Mm-hmm. And I care enough about them, even if it's not me that gets that happened to, that I want to make sure that they have good representation so that when they do come before the court, that when they do decide and appear before a jury of your peers and they try this thing, that public defender is fighting for that citizen. They're putting everything out there to defend that citizen, public defender. Mm. And so then when this government, the state prosecution, is prosecuting them, we don't have some sort of dictatorial mm-hmm. government that's just pushing their way over people. Somebody's fighting for the little guy, the public defender. And so when the jury, if you're one of the jury members sitting there hearing this, then you can say, I voted for that particular public defender, and I feel very good that the one that they put over this trial is given a good defense for them. So I can, as a juror, I can listen carefully to everything they said and know that the right people are being defended. And when the evidence says they're innocent, they're innocent. Mm-hmm. When the evidence says that they're guilty, then they're guilty. But that comes when you say, you know what? I'm going to find out who's running for public defender. Who's running for state attorney? Who is running for the governor? Who's running for Congress and mm-hmm. Senate? And who is, you know, this is so important. Your school board. This stuff about not letting prayer in school in Tennessee. Well, did you vote mm-hmm. that school board in?
And the lie is that your vote doesn't count because there's all these thousands of vote. It's like, how many times have people been running and it came down to 2, 3, 10 votes.
You'd be really surprised how confident people are in their office when you go back and find out they made it in by 3 votes. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you only made it in by 3 votes, I think, you know, relax a little bit and think about it. If they made it in by 3, you and your 2 friends could have changed the direction of that community.
Your vote counts.
Your vote counts. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Like.